This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is a feel-good football Friday in the nation's capital and beyond. That's right. Hour number two, straight ahead. An hour from now, you'll hear a longtime Pro Bowl corner, former Washington corner, Josh Norman, not retired yet. He's doing a cool event out in Middleburg tomorrow night, Virginia and wine country. A little polo action and a fashion show. A bunch of other celebrities there. Tell you more about that. As well, our dueling super six pack. Now, what that is, Max, you're not aware of that segment, are
no,
you?
No, I'm not. Fill me in.
So here's the deal. Like, forever and ever and ever in my radio career, I've done, like, a Saturday six-pack, which used to be, like, when I was working nationally about college football games, and we would play the fight song, right, just as I was making the picks. You know, I'd have a build-up, you know, oh, you know, this, that, Notre Dame minus three. And then we'd kick in the fight song of the team that I was actually picking in the game, right? And it was often against Notre Dame. But sometimes you'd occasionally pick Notre Dame and the fight song for Notre Dame comes on, or the fight song for Michigan, or whatever the case might be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a Saturday six-pack. When I got here, I realized not as many people care about college football here.
Sure.
As they do the NFL, of course.
Yeah.
Even though Terps playing tonight here on the Team 980,
That's right, by the way,
against Northern Illinois, not going to be easy. Not going to be easy.
Beat the national title contender last year.
Absolutely need to win that game, but not going to be easy. So anyway, I switched it to a Sunday six-pack.
Sure.
Right? So you pick six games against the NFL spread, right? Because a lot more people in this main listening audience, and of course, you know, you could listen to us anywhere. Now with, you know, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, all of that stuff. Okay, gotcha. So I started doing the Sunday six-pack. Then, all of a sudden, when Linnell Willingham started doing shows around here, I started hearing this Nell's Super Six-Pack.
Huh?
And it was a ranking of the top six teams in the NFL. And I said, hey, man, that's a pretty creative idea. Where'd you get it from? He's like, oh, yeah, you know, like it's the most authoritative, affirmative, definitive, declarative ranking of in the entire universe. I said, yeah. I said, but you know, I've been doing a six pack forever, right? That's my bit.
So, like, when you first heard, like, you said,
I've seen that before. I've heard that before. Maybe not Nell's Super Six Pack. But I've done the Saturday Super Six Pack, the Sunday Super Six Pack, and now he, just like exotic Smash Mouth football was borrowed by Nell.
Tastefully
borrowed.
Borrowed.
From the Tennessee Titans, right?
Tastefully borrowed.
Yeah. Just like Final Hour of Power is tastefully borrowed without permission.
A lot of tasteful borrowings in this industry.
So anyway, I said last year, I said, you know, I gotta find a way to just screw with this cat.
Boy, have you found a way.
Yeah. So what I did was I came up with the most revolutionary, the most revolutionary, I mean, it's so full of BS, I can't even begin. The most revolutionary, dynamic, overwhelming, not underwhelming, overwhelming, greatest segment and creation of content in the history of radio. Like, the segment is already in the Radio Hall of Fame, even though I'm never getting anywhere close. The segment is. And what it is it's not just one super six-pack. It's two. It's a dueling super six-pack. And here's a little bit more. And we're going to do it later on, before 4 o'clock. It is six games against the NFL spread. However, one of those six games is always the Commanders game, whether we like it or we don't like it. Okay? Meaning bettors, gamblers, will stay away from certain games because they don't like the line, whatever. I will not. I'm not always going to bet the Commanders, but I will always pick whoever the Commanders game that week. And then five other games against the spread. The other six-pack, hence the dueling six-packs in one segment, is the top six teams in the NFL, in my mind, entering that week. But here's how we do it, again, just a little bit different. Just not to steal anybody's concept, which was already stolen from me. We rank them from 1 through 6. 1 through 6. Mm-hmm. We start at the top.
Wow.
The creme de la creme.
Then why would people want to keep listening?
Well, because you want to see who makes the top half dozen.
Yeah,
you
want to
see who gets squeezed out. You want to see who's second, who's third, who's fourth, who's fifth, who's sixth.
You raised some great points here, Roos.
So, the dueling Super Six Pack is coming up in the show.
Oh,
our
boy.
AFC picks are coming up in the show, Max.
That they are.
You made yours Wednesday, correct?
Yes, Wednesday, because yesterday was NFC and today was Super Bowl.
And today is Commanders Friday, because they actually play a game that matters, week one. Here's the deal. I'm not going to stall. I'm going to say it. I have them losing in the NFC Championship game at the Green Bay Packers for a second year in a row, losing in the NFC Championship game. And there was absolutely no way anyone could tell me that it would be a disappointment. It is not a setback. It is not a lost season under any circumstance. So don't even try it. That is a great season. There's two teams that get to play in the Super Bowl out of 32. Two. There's one team that gets to win it. There's four teams that get to play on Championship Sunday. If you're in that group for a second year in a row, that's fine and dandy by me. That's a damn good season. I don't care what anybody wants to say. That being said, I am not as high record-wise as some. Max, you had them at 11-6, right?
Correct.
You have them winning the Super Bowl, correct?
Correct.
Kevin, I believe, was 11-6 as well?
Yes.
Has them losing the Super Bowl?
Yes. To different teams, but yes.
I ultimately decided to go 10-7.
All right. I can see it.
Here's the thing. Last year, I went 8-1, and I was woefully wrong. Okay, they went 12-5. I went 10-7 this year, two less wins, because the schedule is
it's harder.
Way tougher. They play the two best divisions in football, the NFC North and the AFC West. They play 9 road games technically, even though the 9th road game is in Madrid and they will have tons of fans. And I'll be there. But it is the short turnaround starting next week, starting Sunday afternoon at 4:15, that has me worried sick to death for an older veteran team, the oldest team by average age in the NFL. And no, I as you notice, I don't do a topic, a theme, whatever. It is what it is. They're old because they have several key veterans that are old.
Yeah.
That makes the average age. Oh, and by the way, their third quarterback is 39,000 years old.
Sure.
Right? Fine. Whatever. So they're old. They're a little bit long in the tooth. They're also experienced, and they have a championship pedigree. And they won a couple of road playoff games last year. And I think for the most part, you know, they're seasoned and mature and so on and so forth. I don't think there's any Jalen Carters on this team. There's feisty guys. I don't think there's any Jalen Carters. Now, I'd love to have a Jalen Carter, the talent, but you know what I mean by that. I don't think there's any hothead butt wipes
spitters
that we have to worry about, right?
Sure, yeah.
So I do think, even though I worry sick to death about the upgraded schedule, the short turnaround weeks, which, again, is not only next week, but think about it. They play two Monday night games in October, one against the Bears at home, early October, I think it's the 5th, 6th, whatever it is. Then the next Sunday, they're in, actually, I'm sorry, it's the 13th. I think it's the 13th is the Monday. They play that, and then the 19th Sunday, they're in Dallas. So a long road trip, 3+ hours, play 4:25 in Dallas. Okay? Now, maybe that game is not as fearful because no Micah Parsons, but you saw the Cowboys last night. Right? Without Jalen Carter, and we do have to keep pointing that out, the Cowboys could have, and maybe should have, won that game. If CeeDee Lamb catches one of those two passes, especially the first one, which was an obvious drop, if he doesn't have another drop earlier in the game on third down, if Miles Sanders doesn't fumble inside the 10-yard line, all of that, right? Cowboys could have won, maybe should have won. They didn't, but they could have, should have. But anyway, that's a short week. Bears, Monday night at home, Dallas on the road, 4:25 the next Sunday, 5.5 days later. Then they play the Chiefs on a Monday night after that. So they have one extra day to prepare, but it's at Arrowhead, at the Chiefs, who we'll see tonight. Then they have another short week to Sunday night football right after that Chiefs game. I think that's the game against Seattle, and I believe that's the game they're retiring Art Monk's jersey, but I got
that
a double.
That is the same game, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And that is Seattle, correct?
I believe so.
Yeah. And by the way, that can be flexed down to a Sunday afternoon game at that point. It is not a guarantee that that stays in the Sunday night slot.
Which would be disgusting because the Seahawks are already doing their blue jerseys that they're wearing, which I think are beautiful, and then we're wearing the Super Bowl throwback. So robbing the national spotlight of that jersey matchup would be a crime.
You will get, though, that national spotlight on Christmas Day at the very minimum. That
True.
Game is not changing. And possibly a couple of weeks after that, the Sunday night scheduled game against Denver, which I don't think that game is ultimately going to get flexed.
Yeah, I don't
again,
think so either.
Maybe if Jaden Daniels is out for the year, knock on whatever this is, maybe. But I don't think that game is getting flexed. But anyway, that's another short week. Kansas City Monday night to Seattle Sunday night, granted, at home. Then they have another short week, as I mentioned. Then you have the Sunday night game against Denver. You have the trip to Madrid in between, which is obviously a weird-ass week because they're going to Madrid on Monday night. Okay, so they're gone for almost a week, right? And some of that is great for bonding and all of that stuff. You get your body adjusted, all that. Great, awesome. But then you have another super short week, Saturday, Philadelphia, in the week before Christmas at home, and then Thursday afternoon, Christmas Day, against the Cowboys at 1 o'clock. Again, that's not a super short week like Sunday to Thursday is. But it's a short week. It's Saturday, late afternoon, early evening, maybe late evening, depending on when they schedule that game against Philadelphia, and it's probably going to be a primetime game, to Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock. I worry about the rest, the recovery, the ability to get guys either off the trainer's table, on the practice field, and again, a lot of it is mental reps at that time of the year on these short weeks, but I worry about guys that are 80% instead of 90%. I worry about guys that are 75% instead of 85%, if that makes sense. Super short weeks where you have to play on these stupid Thursdays and you don't have the normal time of recovery make it harder. The NFL will tell you there's no data. There's no data that exists about players getting hurt more on Thursday nights. What they don't tell you is how many players can't play on Thursday nights because they didn't have enough recovery time, enough healing time, or that play compromised and they play at 75% instead of 90%, because if they were to be playing on Sunday when the rest of the free world is playing, they would have 2.5 extra days. But instead, the NFL lies to you and tells you there's no data available. There's data available. If you want to present the data, there's data available. Guys have a harder time playing on Thursday night, either at all or even close to 100% because of that. So this is all the stuff that I worry about. The upgraded schedule, the upgraded divisional or across divisional opponents, the upgraded teams in the NFC East, the short weeks, the injury turnaround, the veteran older body perspective, even though Dan Quinn takes care of these guys, all of that. I worry myself to death about that. On top of that, I will just say this. You're playing, again, a pretty damn good gauntlet of running backs starting next Thursday night. And even this Sunday, not going to be easy against Tyrann Tracy and Cam Scatabo. But Jacobs, Gentry, Bijan, 3 weeks in a row. That is going to be tough for a run defense that's still trying to figure it out and is revamped, didn't play a whole lot in the preseason, and has to go against that threesome. And again, that's overlooking Tyrann Tracy and Cam Scatabo. And Tracy and the Giants had some success against the Commanders last year. And Scatabo might be really good. We don't know, but might be really good. So you can't look at Sunday as kind of like a free week against stopping the run. That's not fair. That's not right. It's easier than Bijan or Gentry or Jacobs, but it's not easy. And Jacobs on a short week on the road? Interesting. Now, for all of those reasons, but the number one reason being Jaden Daniels, as I think we all know, but also an upgraded run defense, as we just kind of alluded to, a very much upgraded secondary, I think a relatively equal pass rush, an upgraded offensive line that, again, is not at full strength until Sam Cosmi comes back, and then who knows what injuries you might have in addition to that, I believe an upgraded running back room. I believe at least a somewhat even, and that's why we asked Santana Moss the question, wide receiver room with Jalen Lane, Luke McCaffrey in year two, Deebo Samuel replacing Olamide Zaccheaus, De'Ami Brown, Jamison Crowder, Brian Robinson, if you want to throw him into the mix, even though he's not a wide receiver, you get the point. He can catch some balls out of the backfield. I believe they're at least even. They might be slightly better. It'll really depend on McCaffrey and Jalen Lane. And I guess Bill. But they might be better in those areas. And Ben Sinnott, hopefully he takes a big jump. I do think the offensive unit is better than it was when we last saw them. But that being said, better doesn't always equal success. As a matter of fact, I've said all offseason, this team can be better as a team, as a roster, have better depth, better options, better talent, more experience, more comfort in the schemes and the system and the terminology and everything and still be worse record-wise. But they'll be better as a football team. And that's where I settled on 10-7. I'm not super confident. I thought about 9-8. I thought about 11 wins. I just couldn't wrap my arms around it. I think this schedule and the turnaround times to some of these games is going to be an absolute bear. I really do. And maybe that's me loser talk, as Paulie would say. No, that's common sense and reality talk. So 10-7 is the record prediction. Sixth seed in the NFC. Lose in the conference championship game. That's where I'm at. Let's take a quick timeout. Dr. Sabal will be first up in the leadoff spot on the other side. Still to come, our AFC picks and our dueling Super Six-Pack picks. And Josh Norman at 3 o'clock as well. Lot to do before 4 o'clock on the Team 980. Streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to it on a feel-good football Friday in the nation's capital as we approach 2:30. Don't forget, we got a lot of show left to do. If you missed Santana Moss an hour ago, make sure you hit it up after the show. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, including the Odyssey app. He was great. Ring of Fame coming up on Sunday for the 8-9 man. All right, let's get to it on the phones. And Max, I'm going to need your help. Unfortunately, this computer still is stuck on stupid. Line one is Dr. Sabah with us on a Football Friday. What's up, Doc? How are you?
Hey there, Christopher. I'm not going to take it personally that stuck on stupid, and then here I come right on in.
No, yeah, that was no. I said the computer. I said not I you, the computer, because it hasn't been fixed in a month and a half.
I don't trust me. I got some stupid in me now. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. That was a really great interview by Santana Moss. I think that Josh Harris is doing something that's kind of sneaky but genius. He's making sure people show up to these games by throwing out a Redskin that he's honoring every week. So people have to kind of go to it and, like, they want to go see Santana, they want to go see Dover, they want to go see, you know. And sort of hiding the fact that a lot of us fans aren't going to be there until he fixes the name thing, which I know you don't like to talk about. But I thought that's kind of genius.
And I knew that's where you were going to go with this.
Yeah, I think that's genius on his part, but I'm not buying it. Okay, so because I'm still not going to show. I got tons of people asking me, "Why are you getting tickets?" Because I've been giving away, and I'm like, "Sorry, hey." I will, as soon as you know, if something's got to happen. And we talked about that. So now, we're going to do predictions, right? Predictions, I think you heard me probably on Kevin. I'm 9-7-1 only because I'm just trying to go against the grain. Last year, we thought we were going to suck, and we did great. And so this year, we think we're going to do great, so we probably won't. That's just how it works, right? So it's like I'm a hedge funder kind of thing. Now, the reason I'm saying that is last year, we were the chaser. Right? This year, we're the chasee, if I'm getting it right. In other words, we're being chased. Mm-hmm. Okay? When you are chasing something, you go at your own pace, right? You kind of take a break if you need to, take a little water break, take a little snack, then keep going, keep going. But when you're being chased, there is no rest period. That bear is chasing you, your butt is gone. And so I think that's a lot harder to be chased than to chase someone. So I think we're going to get a little tight here and there, and the ball that used to bounce our way last year, maybe not this year, and the kicker is going to be a problem. I'm sorry. We're going to be on third and fourth kickers, this year. And one other thing, when you are now being chased, guess what the other teams are not going to do? They're not going to punt. They're going to go for it. So we better be ready for that. There's going to be a lot of people going for it on fourth down to kind of keep our offense off the field because they're going to be more desperate. Like we were last year, we were the desperate team. Now they're going to be the desperate team with nothing to lose. So that's why I got 9-7-1. And I think you probably heard me on Kevin. I think the Giants, and I told you this a couple of days ago, Giants are my surprise team. And the Denver out in the West is my surprise team to usurp the Kansas City Chiefs for that division title. And I'm still not a believer in Cincinnati. I hate it for you, but I just don't think they're well coached. And I don't think Buffalo's well coached. They should have won a lot more games than they've been winning. So those are my predictions there. Is there anything else that I need to predict? I forget. Is there something else?
No. I think you're right on. Here's the thing. I really like your point about how teams are against the Commanders, and I know you hate that word, defense, are going to go for it more on fourth down. Now, The one thing I will say is, yes, I believe that will be a mentality in certain games and maybe more games than even certain games.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful about how over-aggressive you are, meaning if you go for it on fourth down on your side of the field, you are giving Jaden Daniels basically what should amount to be almost not a lock to score, but essentially a nicely paved sidewalk, right? Like, you got to be careful.
I disagree, and I'll tell you why after you finish your point.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying you got to be careful about where you go for it on fourth down. And I would say the same thing for the Commanders, but I would say, like, to your point, which I really liked about opponents going for it more on fourth down, yes, I believe that is the NFL trend. I believe teams will do that. But you put it, the spin you put it on it is to try and keep Jaden Daniels off the field. Yes, but if you do that from your own 30-yard line, which Grant Paulson loves to do and which dumb coaches love to do, that's a problem. That's a problem.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the trade-off in that one. So let's just say, because I think Belichick did this one time in the playoffs. Everybody thought he was crazy. They were, like, down 4, and they went for it on their own, like, 35-yard line and late in the game.
Yeah.
That's genius in a way because what happens is you know that team is going to just play for a field goal to go up 7, so you get the ball back quicker. If they have a longer field to go on, it's going to take them longer to get down there and then still kick a field goal. So with Jaden Daniels, I think some teams will go for it on their own side of the field because what happens when you have a running quarterback who likes to run in space, he's not like Hurts, who's a physical runner. This guy is a run in space kind of guy. The last thing you want to do is give him more field. I'd rather shorten it, and that way you have a better chance of actually making him stay in the pocket and throw the ball instead of him running in space, and maybe you end up letting our field goal kicker miss the field goal. So to me, that strategy of going for it on your own, if I'm the opponent, I would go for it on my own 50, like 40, maybe that kind of. I wouldn't go on 20, but you know what I mean. The 40-ish, I would start going for it there. That's where I kind of disagree there because if you got a guy who runs in space, the last thing I want is give him a lot of field to run on. And one more thing, Kevin says that 40 touchdown passes. I think Jaden's going to pass less this year, not more. I think he's going to run more. He's going to do those, you know, drop back deep, skirt out, and run on the third and longs and fourth and longs. So that's my prediction. We'll see where it goes. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for the season. Football last yesterday was a good game.
Hail to the Commanders, right, Doc?
Oh, nope. Hail to the Redskins, baby.
You
heard my prediction. We're coming back next year.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Love you, man. See ya.
It's not happening. Have a great weekend, Doc. Always appreciate you, as always. Love, Dr. Sabah. All right, more calls coming up, including Toothpick Lap. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. By the way, Commanders defense allowed teams to convert at a 16 of 24 clip last year on fourth down, so 67%. Look, we know how good the Commanders were on offense, 20 of 23 on fourth down. I don't know if they'll be that aggressive if Matt Gay is in a good groove. Again, if Matt Gay is in a good groove. But I would expect teams, again, mostly on the Commander's side of the field, I would expect teams to try and go for it more on fourth down. So maybe 16 of 24 turns into, I don't know, 18 or 19 of 30. Then more conversions, but more stops. And here's one thing that I would also say. Like, that could work out to the Commander's advantage. Not only what Doc was saying, but that could work out to the Commander's advantage. Again, if you stop them on fourth down and turn over on downs, that is so demoralizing, especially if it's been a good drive. So demoralizing, not to mention field position. All right, let's get to the trending alert, and then we'll get more of your calls coming up right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is a feel-good football Friday in the nation's capital and beyond. I got the Commanders at 10-7 this year. What say you? I had them losing in the NFC Championship game. And somehow Ben Conte is still busting my chops. But while I know I can count on Ben Conte to bust my chops at Fat Poet Den, I know I can also count on my friends at Staples. This show is brought to you by your local Staples, who has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $125 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 9/13. And save even more with the Easy Reward Program at Staples. So there you have that. In terms of, where did I want to go here? Injury updates. I have been terrible with Twitter. I've got two computers open right in front of me. And I don't know which one I want to choose because I've got so many windows open for everything. Malik Nabers did not practice today due to the back injury. However, he's not listed on the injury report. And he is expected to play on Sunday against the Commanders. However, it looks like the Commanders might get a break because Andrew Thomas, dealing with that foot injury, and he's been so injured over the last 2 years, he is listed as doubtful. So those are two big injury updates. And again, we all expected Malik Nabers to play, but the fact that he missed practice today, he's not on the injury report, weird, right? By the way, did you see who's out for the New Orleans Saints? I was thinking about picking the Saints against the Cardinals. Chase Young.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Trevor Penning here.
No.
No? Not Chase interesting?
Young. Yeah, sorry. Chase Young, out for Sunday's game. The lid lifter for the mighty, powerful New Orleans Saints. Yeah. Yeah, baby.
I remember the take a flyer on Chase Young talk this offseason. Don't you?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that, especially because Adam Peters was part of the brass that traded for him in San Francisco, so on and so forth. As far as the Commanders, just before I forget about that, Noah Brown, Jonathan Jones, planned rest day. Everybody's full go for Sunday. Of course, that means, you know, that everybody – they should have their pick of the litter, whatever they want to do. The team captains, no surprise here, Jaden Daniels, Bobby Wagner, Jeremy Reeves, and, of course, 8-9 at halftime. All right, there you go. Let's get to Toothpick and get him aboard here. Always good to hear Toothpick online, too. What's up, Pick? How are you, pal?
Hey, what's good, Rooster?
What's shaking, buddy?
I hear you again. You're cock-a-doodle-dooing all over the place, and I appreciate it for sure.
I try.
Hey, listen, Rooster, what do they say? If you know, you know. I love Dr. Sabah, but some things you have to let go, Dr. Sabah, and the Redskins' name is one of those things you just have to let go.
I agree.
I don't die on that hill by yourself. Sometimes you got to, you know, come down.
Well, in fairness, she's certainly not by herself, right? I mean, we know that there's a lot of fans that still want that. That being said, Pick.
She said it, that she's going to be the last person on that hill. There are plenty up there with her, but she's going to be the last person on that hill. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I would just say this. I know you're a diehard Washington NFL fan. Okay, whatever you want to call it. It's not that I'm anti-Redskins. I'm anti-going back to Redskins. I fought forever and ever and ever. Did not think it was as big of a deal as some people made it out to be. Football team's name, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I understood those. Some were affected. Some were insulted. All that. But once the toothpaste is out of the tube, you can't get it back in the tube.
No, you can't.
You can get it. You can sort of awkwardly get it on the toothbrush. You can't get it back in the tube.
We cannot go back in the tube. Rooster, my question for you was, I heard you break down your schedule and everything like that. With us having a tougher schedule, tougher opponents, and the NFC being a tougher conference all around, and we're playing some heavyweights, you look at we're playing the North, and Green Bay got stronger, and Minnesota is expected to be just as good as they were last year, and we don't know what Chicago is going to be. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys' offense looked pretty good yesterday. Their defense will probably come along and things of that nature, right? With the Commanders, you having the Commanders at 10-7, how do you see them getting in the playoffs? Because we had to win 12 games last year to become like the seventh seed last year.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, with 10 games and playing a better schedule, better opponents, and we saw that the North last year had, what, three teams in there? Mm-hmm. And then don't forget about going out west,
right,
where we expect the Rams to dominate. I do not believe that the Cardinals are going to be as bad as people think. I think they may be the surprise team this year. I just don't see 10 wins getting you in the playoffs.
All right, so Pick, it's a great question.
From the West side.
It's a great question. And here's, you know, I didn't think about it from that perspective because I do treat every year as something different and unique to its own. So while I absolutely agree with you that it's hard to see the math, and I absolutely agree with you that there are going to be teams that didn't make the playoffs last year that make the playoffs, there are going to be like, how I justified it was, I think the NFC is like you said, better across the board. So I think there's going to be less of the high-end stuff that we got last year, meaning Detroit, Minnesota at 14 wins. Philly mm-hmm. at – Philly was 12 wins or 13 wins? I can't remember.
They were a number two seed. They
right,
were the number two seed, so they had 13.
Right. So I think there's going to be less of that, more of the 10 and 11 garden variety bunching up. So that's why
– okay.
I went with that. I do not think Minnesota is as good this year as they were last year. A, because we don't know what J.J. McCarthy is, period, and we don't know how he responds off of the knee. And don't forget, Jordan Addison is suspended for the first three games. Now, their defense is still really, really tough, and that's, you know, that's a tough place to play. Got mm-hmm. it. I'm not saying they're bad. I think they're more of the 9-win variety than the 14-win variety from last year. Detroit, same, you know. So, but now I do expect certain teams to take a step forward. You mentioned Arizona. I'm just not as sold on Kyler Murray as others are. But maybe this is the year he puts it together. I'm one, like the Giants, I think are going to be significantly better. I think everybody thinks they're going to be better. Now, it's hard to be worse than the three wins, but how much better is better? Is it 7 wins? Is it 8 wins? Is it somehow 9 wins? I don't know if they get to 9 wins, but I could see how they get to 8 wins. I just think there's going to be a generally very, very tight, bunched up group, and there's going to be a lot of tiebreakers that ultimately settle who wins divisions, who makes the playoffs, and that's what I'm gambling on.
I got you, Rooster. Appreciate you. Thank you for breaking that down for me. I
absolutely.
It.
You're the man, right. Pick. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. I appreciate you. So 10 and 7, listen. I mean, I could be wrong, but obviously, I mean, you know, again, I was thinking about 9-8 more than I was thinking about 11-5. And I never really thought of 11-6. And I never really thought of 12-5 this year. I didn't. Now, we did this the other day, right? The Athletic has the win total projection at 8.8. And the verdict is being just right. Now, 8.8 is, again, closer to 9 than it is 8-9. But that was ultimately what Nikki chose, 8-9. Again, I think it's more like 9-8, but whatever. Listen, if they're 9-8 this year, and if the conference is as jammed up as I think it's going to be, 9-8 can still get you into the playoffs. It can. Now, you almost surely have to win via tiebreaker. But like last year, the Seattle Seahawks won 10 games and didn't make the playoffs. Didn't. Right? So, I mean, every year is a little bit different. Let's get to Lap on line 3, and then we'll take a timeout. What up, Lappy? How are you? All right, we got Lap now. What up, Lap? How are you, pal? Nope. All right. We have swung and missed. I don't know where Lap is. We'll put him back on hold. And we will try and get a hold of him. Why don't we take the timeout right here, 2:47 on the Team 980, heading towards 3 o'clock. I see Paulie. I see Double A. We still have to get to Josh Norman. We still have to get to the dual Super Six Packs, 6 games against the NFL spread, including the Commanders and the Giants. And as well, our AFC picks. Somehow we got to squeeze all that in the next hour and 15 minutes. On the Team 980, on your radio, all throughout the DMV, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn, baby. All right, so 10-7. I don't think that's nuts. I think that's realistic. Two wins less, better team. Same spot as last year. They lose in the NFC Championship game. Not as optimistic as I'm sure some of you want me to be. It's okay. Never been afraid to be honest, be bold. I challenge anybody to tell me how that's crazy. It's still well over 500. It's still a more than represent, and it might not make the playoffs. But then again, if the conference is better across the board and more bunched up and you have less of what you had last year, which is a wide disparity at the top from other teams and you know, whatever. But again, we keep in mind a 10-win team last year did not make the playoffs in the Seahawks. So I have them as the sixth seed. What about you? All right, let's get to Paulie. Real quickly here on line two. I'm sure Paulie is going to accuse me of loser talk, but that's okay. What's up, Paulie? How are you?
Hell to the W. Man. Lucio, what's good, my guy?
What's up, Paulie?
I'm not just accusing you. I hear a lot of people talking loser talk. That's cool, though. No, I mean, y'all can feel like that. Maybe just, you know, maybe you're preparing yourself for the worst so you won't be disappointed. Me, on the other hand, bruh, come on. This is a good team. We got one of one at quarterback. We just need the defense to come along and play like a half-decent defense. You know, I got it at 12-5, repeating the record from last year, but a stronger 12-5. I'm not scared of the schedule, man. When you one of the best team, or you want to be the best team, you got to beat the other good teams. One thing we did last year, everybody want to harp on last year. One thing we did last year was beat the teams that we were supposed to beat, except for that one game against the Cowboys. You know what I mean? That's a division game, so, yeah. But you want to be a good team, you got to beat a good team. And I think we're a good team. So I'm not scared of anybody else's division or who's on the schedule because you don't know what those teams are going to be. And in turn, them teams got to play us also, man. We ain't no cakewalk. You know, this team fight, this team scrap, and this team got five at quarterback, man. So I got a 12-5 into the playoffs. When you get to the playoffs, as you've seen last year, anything is possible, baby. Kevin Garnett, you know. But, yeah, I want to see us hoist that trophy up, so I hope we can. But I got us being one of the top teams in the league. Top two team in the NFC, like I said, into the playoffs, making a deep playoff run to the championship, man. Hell to the W.
All right, Paulie. Thank you.
Hold on. Real quick, though.
Yes.
Great interview with Santana.
Thank you, man.
Listen, Santana, out of that era, Santana was my favorite player.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what my man Larry Michael used to say, electrifying.
Mm-hmm.
That was my guy, man. You know, it was Moss, it was Cooley, it was Clinton Portis, it was Sean Taylor, man. And I always say about them guys was wasted talent. Dan Snyder, Vinny Serrato, wasted those guys' talent, man. But Santana most definitely was to me, one of the most underrated players in the league, but one of the most electrifying and hard guard receiver in the league, man. So, boy, definitely one of my all-time favorite players and got the best nickname any Redskin player could ever have, the Cowboy Killer.
Cowboy Killer, baby. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate you. Have a good weekend. All right, let's get AA in here before Josh Norman joins us. Well, of course, he's not joining us live. I talked to him this morning, but that will come up just after 3 o'clock. Good spot with Josh Norman. But my God, AA, the varsity of all the callers. Yeah. Absolutely, is with us on the Team 980. Hello, Varsity. How are you?
Well, I appreciate that introduction, but, you know, Paulie just basically called you the Varsity with saying your energy was great with Santana Moss. That was Paulie's version of calling you the Varsity, so shout out to Paulie.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Absolutely.
A second thing.
I'll take whatever compliment I can get, you know?
A second thing. What is this thing I heard you at the end of Kevin Sheehan's show? Well, I'm not, I don't have as many followers as you. Let me tell you something. I'm going to say this for one final time. There's two people in this market that are the varsity of sports talk radio. It's you and Kevin Sheehan. End of story. The Greek puts the gavel down. My boss and my booth at the Bootlegger Bistro. Boom on that one, okay?
With all your capos?
Exactly. Yeah, I just didn't include them.
Well, thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. I don't like, if it was a measuring contest between me and Sheehan, I'm losing that one. So
no, here's the thing. He has the pulse of the fan base because he grew up as a fan here. That's the big difference between you two. He understands the importance of the Redskins and all that. That's why I want you to have him on to talk about it one day. But we'll talk about that down the road. Third thing, real quick. Max, jump in here.
Uh-oh.
Your boy, Emeka for the Buccaneers.
Abuka,
yep.
Yeah.
What about
receiver from – yeah. He's going to be the rookie of the year. So bet it.
Okay? Ooh, and, I love that.
Yes. And fourth thing, I have them at 10-7. I'm going to bump it up one game from what I thought originally, 9-8. I just think that you talk about all the shortcomings they're going to have with their time management and how all the games run together, and they're not going to have as much heel time. That's where your depth comes in. And they don't have depth on the D-line, and they don't have depth at linebacker. That's what worries me. But I could be dead wrong. I mean, 5 could make up for all of that. So I'm going to say 10-7. They get in the playoffs as a 6th seed, and they lose in the conference championship.
My guy. Thank you, AA. Always great to hear from you, my friend. Have a great
you
weekend.
You got it, bud.
No insult in losing to Kevin Sheehan. I mean, and you're right. I didn't grow up here. I didn't grow up a fan. Okay.
Yeah, that's why you and Amek work so well. You're both Giants fans.
He's still a Giants fan. I grew up a Giants fan. I've admitted that.
You cheered when Lawrence Taylor fell on Joe Theismann's
leg. No, that's not true. Joe Theismann is so good to me. Why would
that's
I?
That's true. Well, when you were a kid, it's a different thing. It was a different time.
I filed in divorce court for the Giants.
Can we pull those filings?
Yeah. You can look them up. District court.
Okay.
Of Timbuktu.
Greater Massapequa?
Yeah, I filed for divorce from the Giants long ago, 18 years ago when I moved here.
Wow.
Just immediately dropped them. Got no more use for you, even though they've won 2 Super Bowls since that time. I didn't cheer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.